Neil Young gifts music catalog to Greenland, blasts Amazon, Bezos, and Trump. By Simon Kent on January 27, 2026. Left-wing rocker Neil Young has gifted access to his entire music catalog to the people of Greenland for free while variously hitting out at Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and President Donald Trump. The Canadian singer-songwriter made his public declaration in response to Trump's pressure on Greenland to work with his administration as it seeks to secure the vital geopolitical asset from threats, now and in the future. Trump said at a White House meeting earlier this month he may put a tariff on countries if they don't go along with Greenland, which is a semi-autonomous territory of NATO ally Denmark. Young is having none of that, as his website promise makes clear. I'm honored to give a free year's access to neilyoungarchives.com to all of our friends in Greenland. I hope my music and music films will ease some of the unwarranted stress and threats you are experiencing from our unpopular and hopefully temporary government. It is my sincere wish for you to be able to enjoy all of my music in your beautiful Greenland home, in its highest quality. This is an offer of peace and love. Young confirmed his gift includes all the music I have made during the last 62 years. The 1960s legend added, "You can renew for free as long as you are in Greenland. We do hope other organizations will follow in the spirit of our example. Love, Earth. Neil." Related, Trump promises grudge against Europe for Greenland refusal. This is not the first time Young has sought to insert himself into global politics. In another recent post, Young criticized Amazon and Jeff Bezos, with Trump added to the crossfire. It comes after he announced he would be removing his discography from Amazon Music last autumn, as Breitbart News reported. Amazon is owned by Jeff Bezos, a billionaire backer of the president. The president's international policies and his support of ICE make it impossible for me to ignore his actions, he shared last Friday. He added, If you feel as I do, I strongly recommend that you do not use Amazon. There are many ways to avoid Amazon and support individual Americans and American companies that supply the same products. I have done that with my music, and people who are looking can find it in a lot of other places. Record stores provide all my vinyl and CDs, while the digital world has many alternative options to purchase my music if you like it. My music will never be available on Amazon, as long as it is owned by Bezos. My position is unfortunately harmful to my record company in the short term, but I think the message I am sending is important and clear. Thanks for buying music locally or from independent digital services. Earlier this month, he also shared op-eds on his website denouncing ICE. He also shared a warning about Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff for policy, in a post titled "Watch Out for This Guy." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.